How's it going? You having a rough time? Oh yeah. Ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Ready. All right, we're going to open the regular meeting July 20th, 2020. It's 6 p.m. and I'll do roll call. Ken?
Here.
PJ?
Here.
Kathy?
Here.
Annette, here. We have, Al did not come on, did he?
No.
All right, so absent is Al. And Greg. We have present our director, Natalie. And we have John also in the audience. So welcome, everybody. And we need approval of our agenda.
So moved. This
All right,
is Ken.
Ken, and we need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any not approving it? All right, we'll move on. The Finance Committee report by Al. Natalie, you're going to have to give a report of how whatever he is going to report.
So the finance report for the past 3 months, so through the end of the fiscal year, should be out this week. Nicole from Lauterbach and Amon is just finishing that up for us. And we just started working with Nathan on getting all of the audit reports or all of the paperwork that he needs together. So we should be on track to have the audit beginning in September. It can't start until 60 days after the end of our fiscal year. So it won't be able to start until September 1st. And then we are hoping for presentation in November.
Good. Did you get the report from Jim regarding our Athene investment? You
yes.
did. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Because I know that note was out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So that'll be in our report as well.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's it for Al's report for this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go on to committee reports. Building and grounds, Ken.
Okay, I know they're done, but Natalie will have to fill us in on that.
They're done. I'm just working with Margaret right now to try to schedule an owner's training. So I'm probably going to try to get together with you and Bryant and anybody else that I can to get us all in there to do owner's training together. And I'm also going to talk to them about, I know one of the things everybody keeps talking about that for sure does kill the coronavirus along with 99% of everything else is the UV light in the HVAC systems.
Oh.
So I'm going to talk to them about what it would cost and what would go into trying to put one of those in. I don't know if it's feasible or not, but I'd like to see, at least to see how much it's going to be.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt. I mean, it'll work on all this stuff, so it's not like you're aiming it at one thing.
No,
true.
It's definitely broad spectrum, yeah.
So
how many of those are being sold right now, too? The wands, and I've got the one for my phone, and then they just came out with like a bigger one, almost looks like a suitcase where you can throw multiple things in there too.
Really?
Oh yeah, they're really, the one for my phone is just big enough. I throw my keys and everything in there.
Wow, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, libraries have been talking about trying to figure out how to do this with book drops.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it takes a little bit of time. It's not an immediate thing. So it's, not too many libraries have gone for it for book drops, but a lot are looking into it for the HVACs.
Okay, Al just texted me, did the meeting start? So I bet you he didn't check the second numbers, the new email numbers.
All right.
Got to look at the last email, because I wasn't in the last email to begin with. So I was holding and then there was no meeting. So yeah.
So it turns out you can't have two Zoom meetings at the same time, and we have Tai Chi starting at 6:30, which is why I had to reschedule this one on. I just started a Zoom account for this.
Are you gonna send him the new numbers?
You want me to resend it?
Because he says, "Am I on?" He's not on, right?
He is not. Have him,
right? He is not. Okay. No.
Just one second. There we go. I just sent it over to him.
And he should be joining us soon. That thing with the UV, I know some towns were using them in their ambulances. They come back from calls and they'd stick this UV light in the middle of the ambulance and leave it on for so much time, and then it would kill all the germs. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. I don't know.
Yeah, airplanes have been doing that lately too. I keep seeing that.
Yeah. How are we cleaning? Oh, I hear the little guy.
Yeah.
How are we cleaning the book drop? Are you disinfecting like the book drop and everything every time it's used, or at the end of the day, or?
It's basically a once a day thing.
Okay.
Because there's just no way to keep up with every time it's used. I mean,
right.
That's kind of the rough part. We have been doing, I mean, all the books get quarantined. We're not doing the cleaning, we're doing the quarantining. Okay. I have no idea what that is. But anyway, we're doing the quarantining instead of the cleaning because cleaning's ineffective. There's no way to possibly clean every page for a book, which is what everybody was concerned about.
Have we increased, and I can't even remember if we still do it, have we increased books on video books?
So, yep, we've got the books on a bunch of platforms. So we have Overdrive and we have RB Digital and we have Hoopla. Those are our big paid ones. I mean, we also have BiblioBoard and a few others, but Hoopla is still going, and Hoopla we pay for every single checkout. So every time you check out a material, we have to pay for that separately. But Overdrive we pay for either a certain time period depending on the book, so we'll basically rent the book for a month or a year or however long it happens to be, or we pay for a certain number of checkouts. So maybe the new James Patterson book comes out and we paid for 50 checkouts. Maybe that goes in a month and we have to renew. Maybe that goes in a year. We don't know.
Okay.
Else says he doesn't have the link. I don't know what he needs. Can we just hit invite? And
I'm going to try that. Hang on.
Or he can just do like I do. I just type in Zoom. And then it takes you to join a meeting, and then you add in the member number or the meeting number. Then it takes you to put in the password, and you know.
So yeah,
you
that's what right I had to do tonight for this one.
Yeah, I mean that's usually how I do the Zooms.
Yeah,
but you go through your browser, right, PJ?
I go through. Yeah. I don't know. Brian's got it set up because he does so many of them with RB. Just go right onto that Zoom
thing. Yeah.
So I guess it's through my browser. I just go right that way.
Because I know I had that option tonight to go to the browser.
Yeah. I mean, it's a couple extra steps, but it takes you right in.
Right.
But you just have to have the right numbers. And I didn't have the right numbers.
Oh, here's okay. What I called the number and it says the meeting has not started. I don't know.
That's the other one. Yeah. Okay, I just sent it to him from my Gmail, just in case our email's having problems, because I don't know.
Yeah, or just, you know what, instead of, maybe just send him the meeting ID and the passcode, just give him those two things.
Yeah, that's on there, and the link to the meeting, so.
Yeah, even if he couldn't do it on his computer, he could probably just tap it on his phone.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to him in Facebook, too.
Yeah, because Monica's always on. Mm-hmm. She does this foundation meeting.
Good job.
My granddaughter's walking today. She's on Zoom with Karen. So they just FaceTimed, and she must be walking all over the place now. She had 13 steps as of yesterday. Now she
Oh, good
be.
Girl!
Wow!
I'm glad we're recording this, so posterity will hear her.
That's all right. Mine just went upstairs. So. Okay, I sent it to him through Gmail, and I sent it to him through Facebook, so hopefully he'll get one of those.
Good job.
All right, I'm going to pause the recording.
It is a good job.
It's yeah, my is-
All right. So we were on... And my committee wanted, did Al need to say anything on finance?
No, I don't think we had anything else.
Probably not. And we did the HVAC. The only other thing, I know we were in there and hung up some of the plastic yesterday. And
are we planting any flowers in the little planter?
That was the other thing. Bryant asked me yesterday, "Oh, is the sprinkler system bubblers on?" And I says, "Yeah." And he says, "Oh, I wish I knew. I would have put the flowers in." And I says, "Well, we don't need the sprinkler system for the flowers." He didn't realize that.
But they have bubblers. Those have to go on.
Yeah, but we turn that on for the most part.
Okay.
I think they might shut it off so that it drains, but I know we usually take care of turning it on and the timer and stuff. So, yeah, he was not aware that it was ready to go. So,
okay.
If he's want them now, he can. I'm sure he'll be able to get something.
He was
just a simple flower, something not to go overboard, but just a simple flower that brings some color there. Don't tell him to not knock himself out.
All right, what were you saying, Natalie? You were...
Oh, he was talking about some mums in the fall.
Oh, okay.
Rather than...
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, because we're not sure when we're going to be open. So we thought that putting some mums in would be really nice because he figured by fall we'd be open and people would be coming in and actually seeing them again.
Well, actually, yeah. Either one would work for me. You know, you could put simple... not anything that, you know, requires a lot of care, but like the impatience, you know, they flower up. Mm-hmm. But if not, fall would be good too.
Yeah, I don't know what's available still.
Yeah, there's some flowers that have been out.
Yeah.
But leave that up to him. If he wants to do fall, that might be a good way to put different color in front.
Works for me.
Okay. You just tell him it's up to him. All right.
And I don't think there was anything else. He's got a faucet to put in the meeting room kitchen that he was going to do. And other than he's got new doors. I don't know if he might have told you, Natalie. He's got the doors. He's got to stain them. He's going to work on the color.
It's a shame all this
time he could have been doing this, he's been so busy with other stuff that he couldn't.
What are the doors
you know.
For, Ken? What are the doors for?
Which are these doors for?
Downstairs in the story room, because they keep falling off, so they're going to put a bottom track in and a top track. And then we'll probably have to do the same thing in the meeting room because those
yeah,
are
those bifold. Yeah, those big
all the bifolds. Yeah, they're weak. Yep. Yes, yes, yes.
It's a shame because those doors are like hard, solid doors, and or you know, it's a shame. What are you going to do with them though? They're so heavy right. that they don't work.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they can pull that out of the ceiling.
But that's it for my my thing, as far as I know.
Okay. And we're good as far as landscaping is concerned this year, right? We're not going to go any further with it.
Right.
I don't think there's anything that has to be done. We were going to take a look at the plantings by the fence to see how they did through the summer, whether they should come down. Remember when we were discussing yeah. that last? But they look like their heads coming back.
You're talking about the bushes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did they come back?
Well, some of them are.
I think some of it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they were as bad as they were last year, I would say let's take them down. But let's put it back another year. All right?
Yeah.
You know, this year is a lost cause for everything that we're going to do aesthetically. All right, are you done, Ken?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now we have Kathy. Policy.
And these policies Natalie has put together, so Natalie will have to talk about that. I just want to put in here that I have been using the library on a regular basis, and getting the books the way that it's set up has worked out real well for me. I walk, so I stand in a parking space so they know where I'm at, but it worked out extremely well. Yeah, I say I'm in lot one or the space one, and of course that doesn't make a difference to them where I'm standing, but it's worked out very well as far as getting books. So
good. Good, good, good. I've been online.
You gotta talk about
so mm-hmm, the Natalie. Reopening policy is, we talked about it last month. It's the policy that I brought up then about mask wearing in the building. So basically it says you need to wear a mask or a face covering in the building until Illinois gets to level 5 reopening. And currently we are not there. And if it goes backwards again and we end up in level 1 or level 2, then the mask policy goes back into effect in the library. If you're not wearing a mask in the library building, we will ask you to leave and expect you to actually comply. And we will provide curbside pickup. We have the books to go thing. People can call in and we put things on order for them. We have a variety of ways to accommodate people who aren't interested in or willing to wear a mask, but, or if they're not able. I mean, there's a lot of people who aren't able for a lot of reasons. But okay. This is just a policy that puts that into effect.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot. And you want to talk about the remote board meeting?
And the remote board meeting policy is just, we don't actually have anything on the books right now. We're operating under the emergency policies from the governor that allow us to do remote board meetings, even though we don't actually have a policy for it. But this would allow for remote access to board meetings if, say, you broke your leg or something like that. So Annette, if something terrible happens to your leg again, please don't let it. But if it does, then you would be able to attend meetings remotely. And it's just at the beginning of a meeting, we would have to take a vote that allows the person admittance to the meeting and to be able to participate in it.
Oh, all right. Very good. So we'll have it in our policies and, you know, we'll adhere to that. All right. We have two action items on the table. So we need a motion. To accept the reopening policy?
I'll make a motion to accept the reopening policy.
Okay. And PJ seconds it?
No, Kathy seconded it.
All right, Kathy, see your voice sound the same. All right, Kathy seconded it, and we will do a roll call on this. So we have Kathy.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
PJ?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Annette? Yes. I think we got it, us all. I'm not seeing any faces. That motion carried. So we've approved that. Now we need a remote board meeting participation policy. We need a motion on that.
I make a motion.
Who is that? PJ?
PJ.
All right. Who seconds it? Al?
Yes.
All right. And we'll do roll call on that one as well. Kathy?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
PJ?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Annette? Yes. So that motion carries as well. So we have two new policies to add on to our many policies. All right, any discussion on any of that while we go on? I have nothing to report tonight as well. Everybody knows there's nothing.
Can I just?
I'm sorry?
I just wanted to just bring this up.
Yes.
Real quick. The when we were talking about the masks and that, and you made the mention, Natalie, that some people may not have the ability or, you know, the wherewithal to have a mask. Would it be conducive for us, like a lot of places do, to have on hand, you know, like a box of 50 disposable masks for anybody that may be walking into the library when we reopen, not realizing you're supposed to have a face covering, and we have them readily available for them? You know, a lot of places do, a lot of open places, even some restaurants, have them, just the disposable ones. And I don't know if that's something that we should think about having there just to have them.
So we do. We have extras just in case something comes up or a staff member forgets theirs or something else. But the problem that I've heard from a lot of libraries who did that, who said, hey, come on in and we'll provide masks if you don't have one, was you see the same person coming in 3-4 times because
no, no, no. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that for not to even expose the fact that we have masks available, because then you'll get a bunch of people that'll just say, oh, I can go to the library because they'll have a mask. No, I don't want that. I just want to know that we have them in case we need them. And then my second thought was that, and I was going to, because we were going to talk about it tomorrow at Foundation, but I think I would like to have all of our staff members that we could have a face mask made for all of our staff members, this, you know, a North Riverside Library staff member mask that
I made them already.
You did?
And,
okay.
Yep. Every staff member, I believe, ended up with two of them. And I have another batch that I was just going to start making up. The ones that I made to start with have ties on them, so it's adjustable to whatever size head you happen to have. Mm-hmm. The next batch I was going to make up will have elastic. So that'll give people some versatility. Right now, I mean, people are bringing in their own, of course, and they also have those. So everybody has been provided with at least two masks.
Good.
Okay. Great.
That's all I have to say.
Thanks, TJ.
All right. Oh, shut up.
All right. I have nothing to report other than what I said last meeting, is that everything that we've been involved with is we're not part of participating for this time of this COVID. So there's nothing to report on my end at all. I'm going to hand this over to Natalie, and whatever you need to report to us. Your weekly reports are great. I want to thank you for that.
So I want to apologize about those, because as I've emailed you guys several times lately, we've had several crashes in our email server. Either we've had two different problems and we're not sure if they're related or what's going on exactly yet. We're trying to work with Damon to figure this out, but either we have been able to receive internal emails but not external emails, and I don't know, that's when I emailed you guys and said I don't think my emails got out to you, but I was getting a substantial number of emails from internally, or we have just not gotten any emails, period. So we're working on, it looks like we may not have any choice. We either would have to replace the email server entirely, which I think at this point is going to be too expensive this year, or we can switch over to Microsoft Office 365, which is totally online. And that'll allow us, it's kind of like Google Docs, where multiple people can go on one document at the same time, but it also allows you to access your email online. So that'll free up some space on our server and hopefully make it last a bit longer. So we're hoping, just in case this does spike again and we do have to shut down or at least or possibly curtail things a little bit, we're hoping that this will help and make things more functional. So it's $5 per person per month, and we're working with DeMond to see when we can initiate that and how we get it going.
That's good. Good. But you still keep us informed, which I want to thank you for that.
I'm trying. So this week is our first week for having people back in the building to some extent. So they're only allowed in the front entryway of the building. We have some books there for browsing. They have access to the third window so they can talk to people and actually pick up their holds or put things on hold right there. We put the gates down. The gate on the window is halfway down, and then we have a plastic shower curtain, which is just, it's taped up. It's not up in any, you know, permanent fashion. And then we have a bread box that I took the back off of, so the staff can slide the materials in, put the back back on, and the patron can open up the front, and that way we don't have any problems with contamination between the two. We're hoping to protect both staff and the public as much as possible. And if anybody has an old bread box that they want to get rid of, we might need a couple more for later on. I think this is actually going to work. It's wide enough for children's books, and it seems to be an easy solution that everybody can use. So
that's good.
Except,
well, everybody's doing makeshift.
Yeah, we have two staff members who didn't realize what a bread box was and asked me if it cut bread. So,
oh my God.
That was fun.
That's too funny.
We have two computers that are set up over by the meeting room, along with our wireless printer. So we're allowing people to make appointments, 45-minute appointments, where they can come in, use the computer, print some things off, and leave. But we're only allowing one 45-minute appointment per day, per person. And we got keyboards that are, they're entirely silicone, so there's no, you know, space in between the keys or anything. So we're going to spray those off with disinfectant in between. And then there's two computers, but we're asking people to switch between the two. So the one keyboard can dry off while the person's on the other computer.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a start. It'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, our appointments, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. We're still curbside pickup. You can still do curbside pickup on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So curbside pickup will kind of become every day, but they're dedicated to Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and appointments on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Great, great, great.
So it's definitely progress, and we are really excited about it. We are cautiously optimistic and starting to plan for reopening and allowing people in the building itself so we can help them and work with them the day after Labor Day.
Great.
That's our hopeful timetable, but as with everything else, no one knows exactly.
Well, that's what I said. We've got to go week by week and see where we're at with everything.
I've seen a lot more of the pop-up book things around town too.
Yes.
More of them are out there. I think I just saw two new ones the other day on my way to church on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw that too, and Brookfield's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. It popped up all over. So everybody's trying to do their best to reach out to people, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. All set, Nat? All set?
Yep.
All right. For other action items we have, and we've got all of our minutes. They're all set, Natalie?
Yes.
February 17th, May 18th, and June 15th, all of 2020?
Yes.
We need an action item on that to approve those three dates of meetings.
I'll make a motion to approve the February 17th, May 18th, and June 15th, 2020 board meeting minutes.
Okay, that's Ken. I need a second.
Second.
And that's Al. Al seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. All right, motion carried for that. We have a 2020 building and maintenance ordinance. It's an action item, so we need a motion to that, accept that.
I'll make that motion as well to accept the 2020 building and maintenance ordinance.
All right, that's Ken Rulo. Made that motion. I need a second.
Second.
And that's PJ?
Yes.
Okay, your voice sounds a lot like Kathy's at times, so that's why I'm repeating. All right, that's PJ seconds, and all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have a trustee vacancy appointment ordinance.
There is one typo in that. John, let me know. His last name is spelled incorrectly, so I will fix that. But the approval will have, or the motion will have to be with the adjustment.
Okay. Well, the appointment will be suggested for John Mathias. And we talked about that last meeting. And Natalie and I talked to John after the meeting. And I'm putting that on the table for an action item. So I would like to see a motion to that effect from another board member.
Do you want to do that tonight, or did you want to table it until we had a full board?
No, we had to do it tonight. We have to do it tonight.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'll make the motion.
All right. PJ makes the motion. I need a second.
I'll second it, Kathy.
All right. Kathy seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Any opposed? All right. John, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, you are now officially our board member until the next election, so you know what you have to do with that.
Well, yes. Speaking of which, we don't actually know what's going to happen with the election yet. I don't think anybody is comfortable asking you guys to go out and get signatures, but I don't know how Cook County is going to handle that at the moment. So soon as I know, I will let you guys know, but I am trying to keep a really close eye on that because I'm concerned about aspect.
All right. Well, that'll change more than likely like everything else has. But at this time, John is with us until that time. So congratulations, John.
Welcome.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. I'm excited to join, and I know I'm going to learn a lot about library operations and all the other things that you folks do. So thank you again.
Well, we're so happy we have that seat filled again. So thank you so much for stepping forward with that.
There is a trustee oath that you'll have to take, I think, at the next meeting, because I believe you have to take it in person and sign off, and we have to have a notary do it. So I'll talk to one of our notaries and see if they can attend at the next meeting.
Okay, sure. No problem.
All right. We'll get it all in sync when we all can face each other again. All right. We have a secretary audit, and it's an action item. And Natalie, what exactly is that?
That is the annual thing where I need two people to look at all of the minutes, make sure everything looks good, everything is here.
Didn't I do that a couple of months ago before we went into quarantine?
No, you and Annette did it. Well, yes and no. You and Annette did it last year. Yep.
All right. So the ones that I did a couple of months ago were for last year.
Yes.
Okay.
This year, I'm going to suggest that we do it online and you look at the website and you make sure everything looks good on there, because getting people together in the library is going to be difficult.
Yeah. You want to do it again, PJ, you and I?
When? What was the day?
Oh, you're going to do it online, so I can send you.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Is that work? Okay.
Sure.
Oh, my computer's going away.
Now, if you need another person, I have time. I'm not teaching until like the fourth week in August, so.
I have to distribute the oath of office.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Wait, let me see if I can go back in there. There I am. I, for 1 minute, I went out. All right, so what are we doing with the secretary audit?
Kathy, because you're the secretary, do you want to not do it and we'll throw Kathy in?
What, me?
Yeah.
No,
or
I can
Kathy
do it.
Arford.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm the secretary. I can do it.
All right, PJ, do you need two people to do this?
Yep.
All right. Kathy, do you want to be the second one? I'll step back.
That's fine.
Okay. So we'll have PJ and Kathy reviewing the minutes. And that's an action item. So
that was only actionable because we needed people nominated to do it.
Okay. So you don't need to have those names recorded?
Yeah. I just need the nomination for PJ and Kathy to conduct the secretary's audit.
Okay. All right. So we need somebody. Ken, you want to do that? Make a.
Sure. I nominate PJ and Kathy to do the secretary audit for this year.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Let it be recorded with their names on it then.
I need a second.
Okay. The second. All right. Who wants to second it? Kathy?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right, you got that?
Yep.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Information items. We have committee meetings. Everybody knows what they have to do with that. You got a committee meeting that you want to have come forward, report that to Natalie so she can get it on the agenda. Memorial books and donation report. Do we have anything, Natalie, that has come up? I couldn't see that we do, but
we actually do. We've had several small donation checks come in the mail. I'm working on getting all the thank you cards out, so I'll have a report back for you guys next month. But it's $5 here, $20 here, but it's great. I mean, people are actually doing it. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, that'll be a report next time. All right. Correspondence?
I didn't have anything.
Okay. Board action log? We've got nothing updated there?
No, there's nothing new.
Okay. Trustee continuing education? Nothing.
I haven't seen anything come through.
No, and they're keeping back with all that anyway. Grants and advocacy and Rails and Swan. We have anything going on there that we need to know about?
There's nothing new. Rails and Swan they've started back up delivery in a somewhat limited fashion, but it's definitely going. And we signed up for that so that way people can start ordering books again and we get them from other libraries, which is nice.
Good.
They are warning us, however, that we need to quarantine those books for at least 3 days before sending it to them and at least 3 days after receiving it from them, just in case somebody at the sorting facility wasn't wearing a mask or gloves or something. So it does delay things just a little bit, but we're still getting the material, which is what matters, I think.
That's good. All right. Well, then that takes in all of our report that we've had everything on the agenda. Anybody have anything they want to bring up or discuss at this point? If not, Ken?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right, Ken and PJ. And all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I'm going to stop the recording. Why are you not coming up? Oh, you're down here.
Okay. We are set.